It's early, just after 8 a.m., and already there is a line of excited children and patient parents forming to buy tickets. During the Christmas holidays, that line extended outside in freezing temperatures. But for most of these visitors, the wait and the cost, $30 for adults, $10 for kids under 5, and $20 for the in-betweens, plus parking, plus food, is worth it. There are 19 biologists on staff. Leah Neal is the lead marine biologist. Neal is from Rochester, New York, so working here has been a bonus since home is only a couple of hours away. Neal says feeding time is one of the most exciting for the kids to watch because some of the staff get into the water with the fish, even the more dangerous ones.
That's a sand tiger shark. They're more scared of us than we should ever be of them. So we get in here and we scuba dive and we scrub. And when they come by, we just kind of lower down and go out of their way, and they go on their way. I just got out of there. Still have all my fingers and toes.
The aquarium contains more than 16,000 fish, as well as sea turtles, seahorses, jellyfish, stingrays, crabs, and other marine life. Walkways actually wind under the huge clear tanks to form a tunnel so the fish are swimming at your sides and overhead. Neal says the aquarium is unique.
The interactives, how close you can get with the animals, having the tunnel that makes you feel like you're underwater, there's not a lot of those. So I think the closer up you can get, the more interesting it is, and I think that's what's different about this aquarium versus some others.
Building and stocking the aquarium has been a huge challenge. Amanda Blankhorn is the Director of Education and Conservation at the aquarium. She says the idea for this aquarium in downtown Toronto came 10 years ago.
It was kind of unreal. I mean, to be standing here and how it looks now, I mean, to put it in perspective, we used to have to climb a ladder to get into the building. And back then it was just a skeletal frame with a lot of pipe, a lot of infrastructure that you could see, but certainly not, the final product you see now.
But she says it's been worth it, and it's become more than just entertainment.
The fact that the kids can actually touch a crab or pet a ray, and kind of see what they're actually all about. And I think, too, from a program, a more specific program perspective, we see about 1,500 kids a week right now. And we're booked up till the end of the school year. And we basically bring kids in. We do curriculum-based programs with them, so anything from kindergarten to grade 12.
In addition to tanks where visitors can touch the fish, other galleries include Canadian Waters, the Dangerous Waters, the Rainbow Reef, and the Ray Bay. The aquarium is the first major attraction to open in Toronto in more than a quarter of a century. It's aimed at a younger crowd, but appears to be just as engaging to adults. And it's located in the booming southern downtown district within walking distance of hotels, restaurants, and the entertainment hub. And the response so far has been more than positive. There have been any complaints from visitors. The main one is that there are just too many people. Management says it's already sold more passes than expected, suggesting summer attendance will be packed and the aquarium will easily reach its goal of 2 million visitors a year. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.